this way. I was lucky enough to go to New York first in about 1980, I think, and I was quite a young man then. I was a very young man. And it was when hip-hop was first coming out of the five boroughs into Manhattan. Of course, that would be four boroughs into Manhattan, if you'd be technically correct. And I was lucky enough to go to some of the hip clubs at the time where people like Afrika Bambaataa, Grandmaster Flash, the first hip-hop DJs were playing, and listen to hip-hop on the radio, all these DJ Red Alert, fantastic characters. And having been there for a while, I decided I wanted to stay there and work there. And the first hip-hop band that I actually saw live and who really blew me away were Run DMC. And it wasn't long after that that they had this enormous successful collaboration with Aerosmith, which still rocks, I think, today.
That's a cracking record. Stevie Wonder with Signed, Sealed, Delivered is next.
When I was very small, I didn't really get the Tamla Motown that was played on the radio. I just didn't know how to listen to it, something about that. And then Stevie Wonder's Talking Book album came out. I don't know if you remember, absolutely, with tracks like Superstition on it. And a magnificent record, and made me reassess all of his work. And I went out and bought it and found this, you know, early tune of his, which is just one of the most exciting and energetic tracks you'll ever hear. And it still does it for me anytime.